I'll make sure that the sound is working right there. Testing. And it's good to be with you again.
很高兴再一次来到你们中间。
As we come together for the preaching of God's Word.
让我们一起来聆听神的话语的时候。
And as we come on this Communion Sunday.
也到今天能够一起在主的桌前。
It's important for us to think about what does it mean to follow Jesus.
很重要的一件事就是让我们明白我们跟随主到底是什么意思。
And what does it mean to be the church of God's people?
如果另外就是说是神的教会到底是什么意思。
And y'all seem to have made it through the summer. The last time I was with you was before the summer.
我想看你们都已经经过了暑假。上次我来的时候是暑假以前。
And yet it's still in Florida. It's always still hot in Florida, right?
但是在佛罗里达一直都是在同样的热。
And there nobody can complain about a drought in Florida, right?
在佛罗里达没有人抱怨这个说干旱。
In California, they pray for rain, right?
在加州，他们为下雨来祈求。
And we thank the Lord for the rain, but sometimes we pray for sunshine too.
我们在这边不需要为这个雨水祷告，但是有的人说希望我们有更好的天气。
But as we come, we think about as the school year begins and kind of our schedules get back to normal.
我们来到这里的时候，我们想到这个学校已经开学了，我们希望我们的生活可以慢慢恢复这个规律性。
Even for us as the church.
即使我们成为一个是一个教会。
What is going to be our life?
我们的生活，我们的生命是什么？
In Romans chapter 15.
在罗马书十五章。
Paul writes, he's writing very personal words to the church in Rome.
保罗写这个一个很他个人的信给这个罗马的教会。
And verse 32 of chapter 15 gives us the key idea that we want to focus on today.
这个罗马书十五章三十二节给我们一个今天我们要讲的中心的思想。
And it says this in verse 32, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and together with you be refreshed.
他说并叫我顺着神的旨意欢欢喜喜地到你们那里与你们同得安息。
Well, what elements in a church make it a refreshing place and a refreshing people?
是什么因素使一个教会能成为一个得安息的地方，使那里的人能够帮助人得安息呢？
I mean, when people come to church after they are leaving, don't you want to be able to say, I was refreshed having been in this meeting?
当聚会完了，人离开的时候，你是不是希望人家听到说，哦，我来到这里，我已经重新得力了？
Some places you might go, and there may be the burden gets heavier.
也许有些地方你去，反而你的担子越来越沉重。
Have you ever been in a situation where you go shopping, maybe with if you're married with your wife?
也许
for the men.
对这个男士们来说，你有没有去跟你妻子一同去这个店里逛街的这个感觉？
And you may be carrying some packages.
也许你手里拿着很多这个包裹。
And keeps adding to your pile of packages.
就要拿的东西越来越多。
And the ladies may feel the same way sometimes too.
也许这个女士们也有同样的感觉。
The burden gets heavier, more and more on the stack of things you carry.
这个要拿的东西越来越多，就越来越沉重。
Sometimes I'm like that when we go grocery shopping.
有的时候我们去菜场买菜的时候有那个感觉。
We're unloading the car.
把它从这个回家要从把菜从车上拿下来的时候
，And instead of making a lot of trips, I want to make just a couple of trips into the house.
我就是想说省几次这个搬运，所以我就想越拿越多越好。
And I'm carrying many things, too many things at one time.
我拿的太多东西了，每一次拿太多东西。
And things are just falling as I try to walk and carry them.
当我要走的时候，东西就有的时候就不小心掉下来。
You may feel your life is like that.
也许你觉得你的生命、你的生活就是这样。
You're trying to carry the load.
你想要来担这个担子。
And more keeps being added to your schedule and to your load, and things just seem to be falling all around you.
那个东西就越加越多，加在你的时间、你的计划上面，你就有时候不能够负担就掉下来。
Church should be a place where we don't add to the burden.
教会不应该是一个地方我们把担子加在别人身上
but we should be a place where we are refreshed in our journey
而应该是一个地方我们到这里来我们可以得到一个新的感受能够使我们继续往前
this is a place where weary seekers can come and find hope and joy and refreshment
这边是一个很疲惫的这个在找寻的人能够到这个地方来，能够得到清新，能够重新得力。
Even the Apostle Paul, a great leader and missionary, said, "I want to come to you to be refreshed."
甚至保罗，他是一个宣教士，他是一个传道人，他写信给罗马的教会说：“我希望能够到你们中间来，我能够在你们中间重新得力，得到安息。”
But why is refreshment needed?
为什么我们今天需要安息，需要能够重新得力呢？
Because we live in a world that is constantly pressuring us to conform to its ways.
因为今天我们活在一个世界上，不断的要我们跟这个世界的行为吻合，而这个压力一直加在我们身上。
We also know when we read God's word that we're in a spiritual battle.
也许我们读神的话语的时候，我们也知道我们是在一个属灵的征战当中。
Satan seeks to defeat every believer.
那个撒旦就随时随地要击打倒每一个信神的人。
Because in this spiritual battle, we get wounded, and spiritual wounds and emotional wounds are real.
因为在这一个属灵的征战里面，我们灵里面得到有时候受伤，我们有时候感情上、情绪上受伤，这些都是实实在在的。
Sometimes we just get tired serving the Lord.
有时候我们服侍主就感到很疲惫。
We carry burdens that are both our burdens, but the burdens of other people.
我们常常担着担子，不但是我们自己的，有时候还担着别人的担子。
Even Christians can become discouraged at times.
即使是基督徒，有的时候也会感到气馁。
And it's because we live in a very unloving world, and people need to know that God loves them.
因为我们活在一个没有爱的世界，而人们应该知道神是爱我们每一个人的。
So this should be a people. We should be a people and a place of refreshment.
所以我们应该是一群人，能够使别人得到安息。这里是应该是一个地方，使别人能够得到安息。
And if we're going to be that kind of people,
如果我们希望能够成为这样的一群人
what are the elements of that?
是什么？有什么因素能够使我们成为这样的？
I think we find the answers in Romans 15.
我们看到答案是在罗马书十五章。
The very essential foundations that make us a people of God.
这一个最重要原因使我们说我们是神的子民这件事。
A blessing.
要我们成为别人的祝福。
Not a burden.
而不是担子。成为别人的重担。
In fact, we want to be the kind of people where the burdens are lifted.
而我们是应该成为一群人他们的担子能够被分出去。
The first thing is found in verse 17 and 18.
在十七节、十八节，他这样说。
Paul is giving testimony of his ministry.
保罗在为他的事工在那里分享见证。
And he says this in verse 17.
所以在十七节，他这样说。
Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God.
所以论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的。
Verse 18 says, I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God.
他说，除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提。
What is the Apostle Paul saying?
Try to finish the verse.
Oh, you want me to finish the verse? Okay.
Yeah. Verse 18.
Okay. Sorry about that. To obey God by what I have said and done.
只提他借着我言语作为，用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。
And if I leave anything out, just fill in the blank. You're fine. I go to some churches in different ethnic groups.
我去不同这个说不同语言的这个教会里面分享。
And this is just a parenthetical story. And sometimes
这是一个额外在刮胡里面的故事。Okay.
And the person who's translating for me, or,
替我翻译的人,
he says a lot more than I say.
他说的比我讲的还多。
And sometimes I wonder, what's he preaching?
有的时候我在想说，是他到底在讲到讲些什么。
And I always sometimes think it might be better than what I just said.
有的时候他说的甚至比我还好。
So I give Brother Hank freedom to say whatever the Lord lays on his heart. Okay.
所以神感动惠汉要说什么的话，让他说。
I trust him.
我信任他。
But back to the text.
就回到这个经文。
The idea that Paul is saying is everything is about Jesus.
保罗说的是，就是说每一件事都是与基督有关。
When we come and sing songs,
当我们在这里唱诗歌的时候,
we're singing about Jesus.
我们唱有关耶稣的事情。
When we pray prayers, we're praying to Jesus in His name to the Father.
我们在这里祷告的时候，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名，我们向天父来祷告。
Christ is the foundation.
基督是根基。
Christ is the center.
基督是中心。
And as we have joyous praise to Him, it lifts the soul when we think and give glory to Jesus.
当我们心中充满喜乐，我们向他祷告，向称颂他的时候，我们是要把荣耀归给神。
I have this phrase: praise buoys the soul.
有一句话是说，颂赞能够提升我们的灵命。
Christ-centered teaching and preaching, pointing people to Jesus. All of our preaching should be about Jesus.
而且要应该是一个以基督为中心的教导和祷告，因为每一件事都应该指向耶稣基督。
Whether you begin in Genesis and end in Revelation, all of Scripture focuses on Jesus.
不管你从圣经从创世纪一直到启示录，圣经里面每一本书都是指的基督。
You see, sometimes we read the Old Testament and we see it not about Jesus.
也许我们读一段旧约里面，好像没有提到这个耶稣的事情。
But Jesus is there from the very first verse.
但是耶稣是在第一节开始，他就在那里面。
He is the creator.
他是创造者。
Says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word.
在约翰福音第一章说，太初有道。
That's talking about Jesus.
那就是讲耶稣。
So all of the biblical account, all of biblical history is leading to a climax that talks about Jesus.
所以所有历史上发生所有的事情都指向一个最高潮的地方，就是指到耶稣基督。
And it's about the life-giving truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是讲到有关能够提升我们生命的真理，也是有关基督。
That Jesus Christ came in the flesh.
因为耶稣基督道成肉身来到我们中间。
He died on a cross.
他死在十字架上。
For our sin.
是为了我们的罪死在十字架。
And the sins of the world.
和全世界人的罪。
And he rose from the dead on the third day.
他在第三天从死里复活。
And he's coming back again.
而且他还要再来。
This gospel is what we preach, teach, and talk about in the church.
这一个福音就是我们要教导，我们要在教会里面也传讲，是我们的信息。
Jesus is seen as the solution to our needs.
耶稣基督是我们需要的问我们问题所需要的答案。
And people may come to church and they may say, you always talk about Jesus. Excuse me.
耶稣有人到教会来说，你们就是老讲这个耶稣。
And we will not make any apologies.
我们也不为这个事感到歉疚。
He may say, well, why don't you change the subject?
也许有人说，你为什么不改一变一下你们的话题呢？
Jesus is the subject.
因为耶稣基督就是我们的主题。
Now, some people say, but I'm not there in my faith yet. I haven't believed in Jesus yet.
有人说我还没有，我的信心还没有到那个地步，我到现在还没有相信呢。
But the church should be the place where a person who is seeking to know can find the answers.
但是教会应该是一个地，是一个地方，当一个人来寻求的时候，他能够在这里找到答案。
You see, this is a place, a gathering of seekers.
因为这个你就是一些寻求答案的人聚集的地方。
There may be some people who have embraced Jesus early in life and have been walking with him for years.
也许有人在很早的时候就信了主，他已经跟随主耶稣基督有很多年份了。
But there's always more to know.
但是总是有更多我们需要知道的。
Some may be in the very beginning saying, "Who is Jesus?"
也许有人是在开头的地方在说，到底耶稣是谁啊？
I don't know much about him.
我根本就对他不知道，知道的非常少。
That's okay.
这也没有什么问题。
As long as you're on the journey.
只要你是在一个这个旅程上。
To discover who he is.
才能够发掘他到底是谁。
And as a body of believers journey together.
因为我们是一个神的子民，我们在一起在这条路上一起前进。
This becomes a place of great refreshing.
这个地方就成为一个得安息、得重新得力的地方。
There are people here who answer the questions that we have.
这边也许有人能够对我们的问题有答案的。
Who encourage us when we're discouraged?
也许我们气馁的时候能给我们一些给我们打气。
And if you're wrestling with something about the reality of the truth of God's word,
也许你在这边对这个神的真理有挣扎的时候。
It's better to wrestle in community with one another.
最好是能够大家聚在一起，我们一起来这个寻求答案。
Than wrestling alone.
而不是你个人在那里孤军奋战。
I think sometimes the reality of the church recognizes in our country, in the United States.
我想在美国。
And I appreciated the prayer for a country that we think was founded upon our faith.
这个国家，我们刚才祷告的时候，我们知道这个国家是建立在基督的信仰上。
And but has wandered from that faith in many many ways.
但是已经慢慢的偏离了这个当初的这个起初的这个。
But part of the culture in the United States.
这个今天流行的这个信仰，流行的事情是。
Is very individualistic.
是非常。个人化
You're by yourself in the journey.
你在你的人生的旅途上，你是孤单一个人。
But the biblical culture,
但是在圣经上的教导是
is a culture that we journey together in community.
是我们在这个人生的旅途上，我们是一个团体，一起向前行。
We all have to make a decision for ourselves.
我们每一个人都要为自己的决定做决定。
But we do not do it alone without the influence and the help of other people.
但是我们希望不要是完全我个人在那里做决定，而摒弃了别人给我们的帮助。
This will be a refreshing church.
这是一个得安息的教会。
Because we seek Jesus above all else.
因为主，我们竭力在这里寻求耶稣基督。
The second thing is needs to be a place where burdens are shared.
第二个因素是。是要这里是一个分担重担的地方。
One of the most discouraging things in the world is the sense of being alone with your trials and troubles.
在世界上最使人丧气的一件事，就是你碰到试炼、碰到困难的时候，你是孤孤单单的。
A lot of people are facing all kinds of things, whether it be health issues or economic issues or relational issues.
当很多人碰到一些不管是你经济上的困难，你身体上健康的问题，或者是你情感上问题的时候，
and the weight of those burdens seem to be crushing to them.
那些问题的担子好像能够把这个人压垮、压倒、压碎。
The church must be the place where the burdens are shared.
这个教会应该是一个地方，这个担子可以大家一起来分担。
I love what the Apostle Paul says to the church in Rome in verse 30.
在第十五章三十节，我很喜欢这个保罗对罗马的教会弟兄姐妹说的话。
I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me.
弟兄们，我借着我们 们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力为我祈求神。
The phrase I'd like to focus on is the phrase "Join me in my struggle."
在这里我要注意的是说，你们与我一同竭力。
You see, the burden for the first burden of the church is the burden for people who don't know Jesus.
一个教会的负担应该是对还不认识神的人有那个负担。
And it shouldn't be the burden of just the leaders.
应该不仅仅是教会的领袖成为他们的担子。
But the whole congregation.
因为应该是所有会众一起的。
Burdens need to be given to Jesus.
这个担子应该能够传给让耶稣基督来为我们分担。
But sometimes we need help lifting the burden off and sharing it with others.
但是有的时候我们个人的担子需要别的弟兄姐妹一起来分担，然后再交给耶稣基督。
Some people need to know that they can have permission to give the burden to Jesus.
有的人他会说，哎，我觉得有的人以为他说我需要别人的同意，我才能够把担子交给耶稣基督。
You see, this may seem a little bit silly when I say this.
我如果这样讲，觉得有一点好像好笑。
That someone would need permission to share their burdens with Jesus.
说有人要这个 whose permission? Others' permission?
Yeah, others' permission.
所以有的人说，我需要别人同意，我才能够把我的担子交给耶稣。我们这样讲好像有一点好笑。
But some people think, well, I came to Jesus for my salvation.
有的人认为说，我到耶稣面前，我从他那里得救恩。
But now I've got to face life on my own.
现在我应该来面对我的生命，我的生活靠我自己来面对。
When that's not true.
这个不是正确的想法。
You come to Jesus for a relationship with Him.
你到耶稣面前来跟他建立一个你与他个人亲密的关系。
And no matter what your burden.
不管你的担子是什么。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
He cares about you.
他关心你。
He wants you to bring your burdens to him.
他巴不得你把你的担子交给他。
Sometimes we get ourselves into all kinds of messes.
有的时候我们把我们自己弄在一个很这个糟糕的地步。
And maybe it's because of sin in our lives.
也许是因为我们生命中的罪。
And we say, "Oh, I can't come to Jesus because I've sinned."
也许说，哦，因为我犯罪了，所以我不能到耶稣面前来。
I've got to fix this, then come to Jesus.
哦，我要把这个事情靠我自己解决了，然后才有资格到神面前。
And Jesus says, "No, bring your brokenness to me."
耶稣不是这样的。耶稣说，你把你破碎的心灵带到我面前来。
Confess your sin.
到我面前来承认你犯的罪。
And let the power of the Holy Spirit lead you to wholeness.
让圣灵的大能带领你重新回到圣洁的地步。
And to holiness.
回到圣洁的地步。
I think this may seem so elementary.
我觉得这个也许是太简单了。
But the temptation of the enemy.
但是仇敌的这个试探引诱
is to belittle the Christian.
是瞧不起轻看这个基督徒。
You might hear words like this.
也许你听过有人这样说。
Oh, that's too small to bring to Jesus.
哦，这个这么小事也去耶稣面前求吗？
That's trivial.
这个太芝麻小事。
Jesus is leading the universe.
耶稣基督掌管全宇宙。
He doesn't have time for your little problems.
他没有时间管你这点芝麻小事。
And Jesus tells us to bring him our burden.
但是耶稣基督亲口告诉我们说，把你的担子带到他面前。
He is great.
他是很伟大。
He is infinite.
他是无限的。
He He can handle anything you bring to him.
不管你把什么问题带到他面前，他都能够处理。
The fact that the voice would say Jesus doesn't care about your burdens is a lie to keep you away from him.
这个说耶稣基督不关心你的担子，这是一个谎言。这样子说了，使你跟耶稣基督保持距离，为的是。
But the kind of church that comes alongside people.
但是如果一个教会能够在跟到人大家聚集在一起的时候，
It's the idea of let me help you lift your burden to Jesus.
是到你面前来说，让我来分担你的担子，让我们一起到神面前。
One of the key ways is to be a praying church.
最重要的一个事情是一个会祷告的教会。
Let me help you with your burden by letting me pray for you. How can I pray for you?
我怎么能为你祷告呢？让我们一起，我为你祷告，让我们来分担你的担子。
Praying with people, praying for people, commitment to keep on praying.
要跟这个人祷告，要为这个人祷告，能够把委身在祷告的这件事工上。
Essentially gets when you pray for someone, you're getting under the burden with them and sharing it.
当你跟这个人一起祷告的时候，你就一起到这个人的担子下面跟他一起分担。
If I know that someone is praying for me, I know that I'm not alone in the journey.
当我知道有人在为我祷告的时候，我就知道在这个奔跑天路的路上，我不是个人，你只有我自己一个人。
Join me in my struggle.
能够跟我一起在我的挣扎上跟我一起同工。
And so we pray for one another.
所以我们要彼此代祷。
We pray for our leaders.
我们为我们的领袖祷告。
They're not alone leading way out in front.
他们不是一个人走在前面来带领大家。
But we pray because we share the burden.
我们祷告是因为我们一起来分担我们的担子。
And therefore we trust God to lead and guide.
所以我们相信赖神来带领我们，来指引我们。
I often think of a good biblical illustration of this.
我常常想到一个这个在圣经里面很好的例子。
Is the story of the paralyzed man.
就是在福音书里面讲这个瘫子的故事。
You remember the story when Jesus comes and he's speaking in the household.
你知道耶稣在这个城里面，他在一个人的家里面，在这边传讲信息。
And the four men bring their friend who's paralyzed.
有四个人把他们一个是一个瘫子的朋友带来。
And because of the crowd around Jesus,
因为在耶稣周围人挤人太多人了。
They have to dig a hole in the roof.
他们就要把这个屋子的瓦掀开了。
It was different construction in those days.
在当时那个建筑巴勒斯坦建筑跟我们今天不一样。
The only way the paralyzed man was going to get to Jesus if his friends brought him.
这个瘫子能够到耶稣面前，唯一的办法就是他的朋友带他来。
So they began to dig out the roof.
所以他们就把屋子的瓦掀了。
I wonder if the people looked up in the air when they saw the roof stuff falling from the roof.
所以我就在想说，在坐在屋子里面看到，怎么屋顶开了一个洞？
And I wonder as they were lowering the man, I wonder what the last word he said to his friends.
我不知道，就是在我在这边想说，当他们把他从屋顶慢慢垂下来的时候，他跟他朋友说的最后一句话是什么？
It doesn't say so in scripture.
在这个圣经上没有记载。
But if it was me,
如果是我的话，
my last thing I would say to them,
我要说的话，最后一句话是，
as they were lowering me through the roof,
他把我从那个屋顶慢慢放下来的时候，
would be something like this.
要像这样。
Don't drop me.
不要把我掉下去啊。
That's just a little extra.
这是额外的。
But here's what he would probably be saying.
但是他也许会这样说。
Because we remember the story that they lowered Jesus to the they lowered the paralyzed man to Jesus.
那我们也记得，就是说圣经上他们四个人朋友把他从屋顶慢慢推下来。
He heals him.
耶稣基督就医治了他。
He says your sins are forgiven.
耶稣对他说：“你的罪已经赦免了。”
The paralyzed man begins to walk.
那个瘸子就站起来行走。
You think he went to his four friends?
你想他是不是去跟他的四个朋友说话呢？
Who carried his burden,
他们分担了他的担子。
And said thank you.
他会对他们说谢谢。
Thank you for bringing me to Jesus.
谢谢你们把我带到耶稣面前。
I couldn't carry myself.
我不能够自己来。
But you carried my burden.
但是你担了我的担子带我来。
That's what the church is supposed to be like.
那个教会就应该是这样子。
Those four friends.
就像这四个朋友一样。
Carrying the burden.
来分担担子。
Bringing us to Jesus.
把我们带到耶稣面前。
You see, all of us sometimes need a reminder.
你说我们每个人都应该得到一个提醒。
To look to Jesus.
我们应该定睛在耶稣身上。
We can get so discouraged.
我们有的时候非常气馁。
And all we need is that kind word.
我们要的就是那一句很和蔼的话。
A promise from Scripture.
要从圣经里面得一个应许。
Maybe it's a correction.
也许是一个
Or a warning. Or a warning.
也许是要我们来改正，也许是一个警告。
Don't go down this road. Go down this road.
不要走从这边走，应该从这边走。
All of us have been on a journey.
我们在这一个旅途上的人。
Some have been on the pathway before.
有些人在这一条路上，在我们前面。
And we know where the pitfalls are.
我们知道什么地方有陷阱。
And we can say, "Don't go that way."
我们可以跟后面人说，不要走这条路。
I went that way.
我曾经在那条路上。
And it was a bad road.
那条路很不好走。
Take this road.
走这条路。
And I say that figuratively for life.
我这样讲是在生命中的对一个生命旅程的一个形容。
There are so many practical ways we can help each other.
但是在实际上面，我们有很多不同的方法能够帮助彼此帮助。
This should be a place where people feel accepted.
这边这教会应该是一个地方，大家能够感受被接纳的这个。
Where forgiveness is offered.
这个能够在这里得到赦免。
Where you can belong and feel accepted.
你可以在这里有归属感，而且被接纳。
In chapter 16, verse 2.
在这个罗马书十六章第二节，他这样说。
It wasn't in our scripture reading.
不是在我们今天没有读。
But it talks about their sister Phoebe.
但是这边提到他们的姐妹菲比。
And it says in the first part of verse 2.
在这个十六章第二节的前面一部分这样说。
I ask you to receive her in the Lord.
请你们为主接待她。
That means we accept you, we love you.
意思是说
we welcome you.
我们接纳你，我们欢迎你，我们爱你。
You see, because it's not just a place where burdens are shared, it's a place where love and grace are offered.
不光光是一个担子能够分担重担的地方，也是一个付出爱和恩典的地方。
A place to belong.
是一个我们能够有归属的地方。
A place to that like an oasis in the desert.
就好像那个沙漠里面的绿洲。
A place where someone will listen to you.
一个地方到这个地方是有人能听你倾心吐意的。
Like the Good Samaritan.
就好像这个好心的撒玛利亚人。
A place to have our wounds healed.
在这个地方应该是我们的创伤能够得到医治。
I think that the passage we read in Matthew 11 is the perfect passage.
我想在马太福音十一章我们读到的经文是最合适的经文。
Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden."
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
He offers rest.
他就使你们得安息。
He says, "My burden is light. My yoke is easy. My burden is light."
他说，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
You have to understand the context that Jesus said those words.
你需要明白耶稣说这句话的时候，当时的这个前后文。
The Pharisees, the religious leaders, didn't think this way.
法利赛人就是当时的宗教领袖，他们不是这样想。
They had so many little laws and things.
他们有很多小小的那个律法的规定。
They put more judgment and burden on people.
他使这个把更多的担子，把更多的这个定罪放在人的身上。
They had rules like this.
他有一些这个规定。
You can only walk a certain number of steps on the Sabbath.
他说在安息日那天你只能走多少步路。
Even when Jesus healed someone on the Sabbath.
即使耶稣在安息日医治了人。
The Pharisees got upset with him.